Lesson 5G. Exercises 3 and 4.
I'd like you to compare the photos and say what challenges you think these people face every day. What personal qualities might they have?
Let's see. My initial impression is that the photos appear to be quite different. But, you know, actually they have a lot in common, if you see what I mean. The first one shows a woman working in construction, whereas the second photo shows a person in a wheelchair on a busy street. Although they appear different, both photos show people who are facing challenges of some kind. I imagine that both people have to cope with a lot of difficulties in their day-to-day lives. The woman in the first photo is on a building site. It looks like the frame of a house in the background. She doesn't appear to be an engineer or an architect, so in all probability she's one of the construction workers. She could be a carpenter, as she's carrying pieces of wood. It's highly unlikely that there are many women working on her construction site, and it's probably quite difficult to work alongside lots of men all the time. The chances are that she suffers from prejudice sometimes and bad jokes. I wonder how she feels about her situation, but her expression doesn't tell us anything. What I mean is, she just appears to be getting on with her work. My initial impression of the second photo is that the man is having great difficulty in getting around because of the traffic. He looks like he's trying to cross a busy road in what looks like, how do you say, when everyone is going to work and the roads are very busy. He's moving his wheelchair across the road and the cars in front of him are blocking his way. I wonder if they will move for him. I dare say he runs into problems like this all the time. But I wonder if he gets very frustrated sometimes. It must be exhausting. Let's see. It looks like he is in a British city because of the British number on the back of the car. It's impossible to say, but my best guess would be London. The people in both photos face challenges in their lives. And I suppose that they both have to be physically and mentally strong. They're probably very independent and determined people who know what they want in life, if you see what I mean. I imagine that they both get on with life, you know, without expecting anyone to help them.